From hurricanes to street flooding, you may think that Louisiana has an abundance of water, but a months-long investigation by WWNO and the Investigative Reporting Workshop finds that the water we rely on to survive, groundwater deep below the surface, is running low. Experts say years of mismanagement, lack of regulation, and industrial overuse are putting Louisiana's groundwater at risk. As Tegan Wendland reports, it's a crisis waiting to happen.
LSU geography professor Craig Colton has been trying to warn officials about the impending water problem for decades.
It's not an infinite resource. And we continue to show that we can consume more than is available.
In 2014, he wrote a whole book about how the South's abundance of water has shaped the region. But without better management, it could face a water crisis.
Will restaurants no longer be able to put a giant glass of water on your table when you're going to have your seafood platter? Will there be limits on how frequently you can wash your car in your driveway or water your lawn? These kind of restrictions.
For the past year, we've been investigating an issue that might not cross the minds of most Louisianans, the taps running dry. What we found was that groundwater levels are falling faster than almost anywhere else in the country. Excessive pumping and overuse causes depletion of water reserves deep underground. And once it's gone, it may never come back. In Louisiana, people, industry, and agriculture all rely on groundwater from several major underground water reservoirs to water crops, manufacture plastics, or just flush the toilet. And in the northern part of the state, local governments are already running out of groundwater. A few years ago, Mayor Jimmy Williams of the small town of Sibley, just east of Shreveport, had to defend his water from neighboring parishes.
I really didn't want to give our water away is actually what we'd be doing.
Officials in neighboring Bossier Parish had made a plan to take water from a bayou in Sibley and pump it to the people of Bossier and Webster parishes. Sibley draws its water from the Catahoula Aquifer, but Mayor Williams worries that won't always be an option. He wants to keep bayou water, surface water, just in case. It's expensive to treat, but he predicts that in the future, more people will use more water and compete with industries like the ubiquitous paper mills in his part of the state. It's already happening in West Monroe.
When they turn on the water, there's nothing there, then, you know, they're going to be concerned. They're going to be mad at the government.
He's right to be afraid. Our investigation found that industries are using more water per capita in Louisiana than in any other state. According to the United States Geological Survey, over the past 100 years, groundwater depletion in the Gulf South has increased sixfold. In Louisiana, if you drill a well on your land, you get the water for free. And LSU's Craig Colton says lots of industry, from rice farmers to Exxon, have done so.
The competing demands for water is perhaps the biggest threat.
Now, this isn't news to some state officials. They've spent millions of dollars studying this problem over many decades. They've even asked the Legislative Auditor's Office to look into it and make recommendations. But despite all of that time and millions of dollars spent, the state still has no plan to protect its water. Gina Brown helped write some of those reports.
We have an abundance of water, but we have no idea how much we need and how much we need in the future.
She works at the auditor's office and lives in Baton Rouge, where she started to worry about whether water will still come out of the tap when her kids grow up.
You never know at what point is it going to be, you know, the lack of regulation is going to make it so you no longer have this resource.
And it's a resource other states are after. In recent years, Texas has been eyeing up Louisiana's water. They tried to strike a deal to take water from the Sabine River.
We don't know how much water we need because we don't have a management plan. So how do we know how much water we can sell?
Neighboring states like Texas and Arkansas have resource plans to protect their water. Louisiana has no such plan. Small town Mayor Jimmy Williams says someday in the not too distant future, that's going to be a problem.
Water is going to, in Louisiana, it's going to be the same as it is in California right now. It's going to be a premium.
He says now is the time to come up with solutions before it's too late. In Baton Rouge, I'm Tegan Wendland,